Welcome, and thank you for joining us again for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 4th of April, 2023. The Bible reading for today is from John chapter 15, verses 1 to 11. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. Today's article, titled At Home in Jesus, was written by Wynne Collier. Several years ago, we brought home an adult black cat named Juno from the local animal shelter. Truthfully, I only wanted help thinning our mice population, but the rest of the family wanted a pet. The shelter gave us rigorous instructions on how to establish a feeding routine that first week so that Juno would learn our house was his home, the place he belonged, and where he'd always have food and safety. This way, even if Juno might roam, he would always eventually come home. If we don't know our true home, we're forever tempted to roam in vain search for goodness, love, and meaning. If we want to find our true life, however, Jesus said, "Abide in me." Biblical scholar Frederick Dale Bruner highlights how abide, like a similar word, abode, evokes a sense of family and home. So Bruner translates Jesus' words in this way: stay at home in me. To drive this idea home, Jesus used the illustration of branches attached to a vine. Branches, if they want to live, must always stay at home, tenaciously fixed and abiding where they belong. There are many voices beckoning us with hollow promises to fix our problems or provide us with some new wisdom or exhilarating future. But if we're to truly live, we must remain in Jesus. We must stay at home. Let's pray. Jesus, I do sometimes like to roam. I'm pulled in all kinds of directions, but I want to stay at home with you. You are my life. Help me, Lord, to abide in you. Amen. Thank you so much for listening today. My name is Adeyinka, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries. God bless you.